Tell me the latest on this Mark McGwire situation, that an independent firm indeed confirmed that baseball from the famous 70 home run year with him and Sammy Sosa in that race that really raised the popularity of the sport to an all-time high, certainly in that generation. Tell me what that means for his quest for the Hall of Fame.
Well, hopefully that won't have much of an impact on what it all means for Mark McGwire and the great scenarios, the great results of that year, all the things that happened between McGwire and Sosa and so on. I think, people have been on McGwire about using steroids, his real lack of an appearance, lack of a presence at the hearings, the Senate hearings on steroids. He did not show himself very well there, and they're using that against him in his bid to make the Hall of Fame. I think you've got to take a look differently and not have a sense of what Mark McGwire is about just from those Senate hearings. He was a great baseball player, and even if the balls were juiced a little bit, and this independent imaging, they've gone in and taken a look at, I think it was something like 30 or 35 baseballs, and so they've all tried to come up with a news story of some sort. Major League Baseball pretty regularly tests all of their baseballs, make sure they meet the same requirements and that everything is pretty consistent from year to year. So it's a nice little storyline. Whether it goes any further than this at this point, certainly it plays on Mark McGwire more than anybody else because of what he did that particular year.
But Jim, why did it come out just now?
Everything is timing, Nick. Doesn't mean anything. I mean, this coming Tuesday is when they announce the Hall of Fame results. So everything is timing. I mean, if it came out 2 years ago, it might not have been meant anything. But now with McGwire coming up in the Hall of Fame, it's the best time for this firm to release these results and have it really get noticed in the baseball world.